The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Dudes, behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes, behind the foods. Dudes, behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes, behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Okay, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ugh. Okay, get your stretches out, David. So, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, y'all? I'm Tim Chandarangsu.
And I'm David So.
Welcome back to the best podcast in the whole entire universe, dudes. Behind the foods, way better than Genius Brain, way better than No Chaser.
Stupid sexy ass Nikki Blades. Stupid cute ass Rick.
Stupid sexy ass Nick the Ear.
Nick the Those who should fucking fight each other, dude.
Oh, I think you're gonna say those who should fuck, dude.
Nikki Blades is gigantic, if you guys don't know.
Yes, she's a tall girl. She's not as tall as we make her out to be, but she's a tall girl, yeah.
Yes.
She looks so tall standing next to me. Sometimes, like, there's a picture we took recently. Like, she's in her heels, and I'm next to her, and I look like I'm fucking, like, a 10-year-old fan of her, bro.
Were you ever intimidated by tall girls?
No. I wouldn't say I was intimidated. It almost, like, you know, I've always kind of loved the challenge of getting girls that people thought I couldn't get.
Oh, look at you, go get her. Fuck
go,
it.
Go get her.
Go. Okay. Okay. Tallest girl you have ever hooked up with.
Okay, so apologies to my people that are longtime fans of mine because they've heard this story a million times.
It doesn't matter. Hear it again.
Does it matter?
Terramont tequila.
As y'all know, I'm 5'4" and a half, but for auditions, I say I'm 5'5". And the tallest girl I ever canoodled with, she is, I want to say she's 5'10", 5'11".
That's pretty fucking tall, dude.
Yeah, and she's a tall-ass girl. And she's a model, shit like that. And I always tell people the story of the first time, like, we smashed, you know. I was living at home. So I just had like a queen bed, right? And I remember she laid down in my bed, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, she takes up my whole fucking bed. She takes this long ass woman takes up her feet are hanging off my bed and shit. Like,
excuse me, I don't have space for me. can you scoochie?
And I remember specifically while we're smashing, you know, I like to put the legs on the shoulders, right? Uh-huh. And I remember thinking, God, her legs are so heavy. They're so long. Like, at first I was holding them up. I'm like, God, these things are so long and heavy.
Picture her at the edge of the bed, and then you're standing, but your legs are shaking because it's so heavy. You gotta do squats with it.
she's a tall girl, you know. And funny to keep talking about how funny this shit is. You know, and they're like, I remember, on my little like phone or whatever, I took a little video, right, of her giving me fellatio, right? Mm-hmm. And not only was she tall, but she had
strong jaw?
No, not strong jaw, just like a big sexy mouth. Oh, it was okay. It was a big sexy
like
mouth.
A big old beard.
She had these amazing mutton chops. No, she had a big sexy mouth, and she had proportion to her body. She had long like hands and fingers. Mm-hmm. So I remember in this video that I took where she's like doming me up, thinking like, oh, this is hot, but also like, God damn, her proportions make my penis look extra tiny right now. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, this could never leak because yeah, bro. Like, for the most part, it was like, you know, my shit be looking regular in videos, but then like when she was doing her thing, I'm like, I look tiny right now. Okay, and then I always tell this story. Have you heard? You heard the bucket story, right?
I don't think so. No.
Oh man, I can't believe you never heard this story. Okay, or maybe you forgot. We tell so many stories on this shit. Like
sometimes I just forget.
We told each other the same stories probably like 20 times, and we just don't remember. All right, but you motherfuckers remember every goddamn thing. So one time, for funsies, you know, I like to do things outside, right? And I was like, let's smash outside. And I forget where. Probably just outside of my parents' house, dog. I forget, right? But like, I don't even remember where we were. But anyways, I was like, let's smash outside. But of course, she's so tall, you know, my penis was like at her, like her vagina's like at my belly button. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm exaggerating, but it's like.
But tall as shit, though. Yeah,
she's tall. So it's like I just couldn't reach like that, right? Was standing up, you know what I'm saying? Because like, I feel like maybe. It just wasn't lining up. So I'm like, shit, what am I gonna do? So I'm looking around, and I see a bucket in this dirt grass area. I turn the bucket upside down. I stand on top of the bucket, and then we turn her around, and I hit her from the back like that. Well,
that's fucking funny, bro. Yeah. If I saw, like, what is going on? I'm gonna give it to you, but on this bucket, bitch.
Bucket list.
Oh wow.
Before I ask you how tall your tallest is, I mean, you're a tall boy, so it doesn't matter. Are you hungry?
I'm very hungry.
Okay, well.
I'm el starving, as they say in Mexico.
El starvito chino feo.
Yes. Muy gordo.
Gordito.
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh.
I have made you a sandwich. So
No.
So
before I came in here, I said I was hungry. He goes, "Don't worry, I got a sandwich." I thought he bought something delicious. I don't even know what this fucking abomination is.
Okay.
No.
So let me tell you. So Elvis Presley's favorite sandwich was bananas, bacon, peanut butter.
And he died early.
And he died living life and loving every minute of it, alright? So, I made you this sandwich. It's a variation that I've done of the Elvis sandwich. It is bacon, it's peanut butter, it's bananas. I put a little hot honey on there to just kind of bring a little extra kick to it. And I made it for you, and I think you'll like it. Here you go. This is, oh yeah, oh yeah. There you go, bro. Because I know you're a hungry boy. And... I think you'll enjoy this. You know, I made it once just to try it out, and then I make it just every once in a while now when I'm in the mood.
This is so interesting.
Let it marinate in there.
I don't know if I like it or dislike it.
You love it, dude. Take another bite. I think you love it, and but you're confused that you love it.
I was like, you love it.
You want a kid, me, don't you?
You want to marry it.
You love it, you stinky boy.
Take another bite, pinche gordito.
I didn't drool.
You love it, pinche gordito.
Oh my gosh. I think I like this.
All right. Not bad, right?
Not bad.
Not bad. Okay. I did it special for you, too. I fucking buttered the bread. Instead of just putting banana slices, I mashed the banana up and put it on like a jam.
And this bacon you put in here is fucking
fire.
Oh,
it's thick-ass Applewood smoked bacon.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, yeah. I got it nice and crispy. Yeah, bro.
I think I like this.
All right, bro. Okay, now we're going to take it next level. We're going to kick it up.
What do you mean?
Because I was eating this one night, and I was like, it needs something. It needs something. Kind of like its own au jus, like a dip. So I was like, what would work? I was like, what would work with this type of sandwich for a dip? Like, what would work? And I thought, milk, duh.
Nah, dog, we don't need milk with this.
Just try one dunk. Just dunk it once. Dunk it once. So this is oat milk. This is oat milk. Just do a little dunk. Because this shit is kind of like just a savory dessert. You know what I'm saying? You got the peanut butter. You got the honey. And I'm telling you, man, it kind of fucking works.
Why is this milk the color of like a Kanye West t-shirt?
It's oat milk.
Oh, okay. No, I don't like that. God, good word. No!
Oh, well. Well, I like it, guys. Well, there you go. Well, the sandwich itself, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Why do I like this? This is good. It's weird. It's good, though.
You know, I feel like the peanut butter and the bacon is already kind of a natural. Like, I do that by itself.
Yeah.
The bananas, I feel like, is where people might get a little weirded out because it's like, what the fuck? Why is this here? When you think about it, it's just kind of like a jam. Like a banana jam, peanut butter and jelly situation, you know?
Interesting.
Not bad, right?
So you put bacon, peanut butter, mm-hmm. hot honey.
And banana.
Shit, I might make this at home.
Hey, dude. It's not bad, right?
Hey, I don't know about dipping that shit. I think you're just fucking with me on that one.
No, I legit, I was like, well, because you know what it is? I made it one night, and I didn't butter the bread, and the toast felt dry. Like, everything felt, like, a little too dry. I was like, I need some type of something. So I was like, I got this milk. Not mad.
I actually like this.
He was dreading it for the longest time.
This is he always be making weird ass, stupid ass shit. And it's unnecessary because he doesn't have to live like that anymore.
Look, man, I was trying to tell y'all, the brokenness gave me gave me a superior palate because I would just throw shit together, you know?
No, we're talking about that too because years ago he did this video where he put ramen in like pozole. And you see people put that shit in, like, the birria broth and everything. I was like, oh, Tim already been doing that shit years ago.
Mm-hmm. And, bro, someone just told me that something I did in a really old vlog is now a TikTok trend. So, years ago, sorry, y'all, I don't want to be chewing in your ear too much. This bacon is crispy. Years ago, I had a whole bag of leftovers from the boiling crab, right? All the sauce and the sausage and the corn and the shrimp. And I was like, man, I need some type of, I didn't have any rice. So what I did was I boiled some, like just some instant noodles, some instant ramen noodles. And I just poured all my sauce into the noodles and mixed it all together, right? And I was like, oh, check it out, y'all. Look what I did in the vlog, right? This is great. Now it's a fucking TikTok trend. These kids are just mixing their boiling crab with ramen noodles. And it's like the newest trend, I guess.
Well, just like the internet stealing everything and no motherfucking credit.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You call that the Tim Talk challenge, you stupid idiots. How do you like that?
So how about you? Were you ever...
Tall girls scare me.
Tall girls scare you, eh?
It was intimidating. I don't know why. I think it's just because I grew up around, you know, predominantly a lot of like Asian people.
But you're a tall boy.
Yeah, and so like usually I'm used to tiny ass women.
Mm.
And so the one time I hooked up with the girl that was like, I think like 5'10", 5'9", it was just different. Mm-hmm. Just because positionally everything is so different, mm-hmm. right? When I'm like 6'1". And I'm hooking up with a girl that's like 5'4", 5'3". I literally could just do whatever.
Right.
You can bend them, fold them, however the fuck you want. Yeah. And then this large one, I'm like, this bitch could fuck me on the wall. She would just press me up against the wall and just fucking fuck the shit out of me. I was just didn't know what to do. It was very intimidating.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was just different.
Yeah.
Very, very fucking different.
You know what? Yeah, like I said, it was always like just a fun challenge for me, you know. Speaking of not you fucking them, but them fucking you, there's a really funny, you know, Abby Plaza.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Abby Plaza, she's like, she always
plays, actress.
Yes. She's so weird, but she's so cute, right? She's in this movie called something Mike and Someone Need Wedding Dates or some shit, right? So mm-hmm. it's Adam Devine, Abby Plaza, Anna Pitch Perfect. I got a ticket. You're gonna miss me.
Anna Kendrick.
Thank you. And, it's because he went fancy. He said Anna. That's
yeah,
why.
I know. And someone else.
And Elsa.
Yeah. So at the end of the movie, though, there's one part where Adam Devine is hooking up with Aubrey Plaza, right? Except it's so funny. It's like him against the wall with his legs open like this, and her like panties are around her ankles, which is fucking hot. But she's like standing, thrusting. So she's like thrusting, like on him, and his legs are in the air, and he's like, "Oh, I didn't know we could do it like this." But it's so funny. But also it's hot because
is
you see
that
your
physically
butt.
Possible? Can you do that?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you just slid in right.
Because the angle's weird.
Okay, so let's see. If my legs are open, and like my penis is here, and if she, like let's say she slides on and she's just here like this, but her legs are closed, she could do that.
From the front though?
Yeah.
Because the vagina is more.
Yeah, you're right. The angle, you just gotta get the right angle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that'd be kind of uncomfortable because you would have to, because the penis would have to be bent a little weird.
If. I guess it depends on just how you're sitting. Maybe the guy would have to just... Yeah.
All right, Tim, I'm the girl.
What?
Do you have a celebrity hall pass in mind?
I mean, you know, me and Chia always joke about it. More me joking than Chia, but I always...
she's just like, all right, stop this.
She's like, that's great. Okay, shut up now.
Three celebrities.
Three celebrities.
I'll give you three.
You're going to give me three. Okay, well... So, I have always been a fan.
Oh, let's do this. Three celebrities, right?
Uh-huh.
One from the past.
Okay.
Right, at whatever age. Oh. One currently.
Okay.
And then, I was going to say one from like back in the day. But then you brought Betty White immediately.
Oh, Betty White. Rest in peace. Okay. So, let's see. I am a... Here, if we're going to do back in the day, I'll do this. I would do J-Lo during Selena times.
Oh.
Because that's before she, like, really started working out a lot, and her ass was still like, God damn, J-Lo, right? Okay. And then I will go for current. You know what? I really enjoy Doja Cat. I think she's so weird, and that's hot to me. And also, like, her body is, like... is great. I and same thing with J-Lo. I also enjoyed early Doja Cat because she was super thick, like thick like peanut butter and bacon sandwich and honey thick. All right, like you need to dip her in some milk. You know what I'm saying?
Chinito gordito.
Yeah. And then for just a third person, man, I always kind of. Oh, you know what? Ooh. I'm gonna go with Rihanna.
Rihanna?
Yeah.
Really?
Like in the past, I've said Nicole Scherzinger, but I think I'll switch it to Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Even after the baby?
Even after the baby. You know, I just, you know, Rihanna just kind of, you know, when I'm scrolling and I'm on my Instagram feed, I don't think anyone really gets me going, ooh, like Rihanna does.
Really? I don't think I know anybody. Well, that's not true. Rihanna's fucking fine as shit. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, I've never heard somebody pick her as the, because I feel like Rihanna is, she has that thing, there's something about her that makes her, not just the way she looks, but just everything about her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, she's a business fucking lady, too.
I just think it'll be fun.
Oh, very nice. Mine, if we're going back in the past, it's either going to be Selma Hayek or Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Selma Hayek, that's a great one.
You know what? I'm going to put both of them in there.
Wow.
Selma Hayek is probably one of the hottest celebrities I think that has ever existed. Ever.
Salma Hayek is a great pick, especially if we're talking Desperado.
Dude, did you see her headshots when she was like 18 years old?
Her early head, super pretty or what?
Dog, I thought she looked like she was like in her mid-20s. Like, I guess the Latinas, they fucking develop earlier. But it was like her as like an 18-year-old or something like that. Crazy. Looks fucking, looks like a girl of today.
Which but better because there's no, there's filter. No fillers. Yeah.
There's no fillers. There's no filters. There's no, that's just who she fucking is, dude. And then, of course, Catherine Zeta-Jones during the T-Mobile commercial days. And I got hyped to see T-Mobile at the time. I was like, please, come back on, please.
All right, you have one more pick.
Damn that. I feel like I need to go different because I feel like I'm in this area right now. We got to go a little fucking, what's the, like, something a little more interesting, a little weirder. That one's hard. Let me think on that one.
Think on that one. I'll tell you what, one of my first boners I ever remember getting was, oat milk got me flimmy, sorry. Michael Jackson has this song called Keep It in the Closet. And it's all black and white music video. And Naomi Campbell is the girl in that video.
Oh, Naomi Campbell's finest.
Yeah, bro. And she's in this tiny white skirt. And the whole video is black and white. It's beautiful. They're like dancing around the desert. And I remember just watching that video and being like, what is this sensation I'm feeling in my Ninja Turtle trousers?
And then you broke it to a musical.
And then, yeah. This is, what is this feeling Naomi Campbell is doing to me?
Did you keep going?
I think she's appealing. And I don't think I have to pee. My penis is hard. Dun-dun-dun-dun. My penis is hard for the first time ever. My penis is hard. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
This fool definitely has listened to a lot of musicals. That shit on the spot.
But yeah, I remember that. She really was doing it for me, man. First time feeling like, wow, this woman is making me horny, you know?
Naomi Campbell, super. Oh, dude, I actually had a big thing for Tyra Banks, too.
I was just going to say that, too.
Tyra Banks, dude, when she was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
When she was Jackie, just looking all, like, as natural as you could make someone look on TV.
She weird as fuck, but she's so fine. She's still fine to this fucking day, dude.
She really is, truly.
I still can't believe they're, like, in their 40s and shit. Like, it blows my mind.
Shit, dog, we almost in our 40s.
Hold on a second.
We're going to talk about that? No, we're not going to talk about it. We're going to take a break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish.
or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up!
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now!
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Before I hit 40, I need to look
smash
like
Tyra Banks.
Listen, I would. You know what? I'm picking all these people. Maybe Tyra Banks. Just because she has a very special place in my heart, because I jacked off to her so much. Mm-hmm. Dog, did you ever meet a celebrity that you used to fucking jack off to? Dog, I met Nia Long.
Oh, my.
It was at Sundance, and it threw me off.
Yeah.
Because one of the producers knew Nia Long because he worked on a project with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, that's fucking Nia Long, right? And he goes, oh, let me introduce her. I was like, hold on a second. I'm not ready for this shit.
Yeah.
She came up. She shook my hand, gave me a hug. And then immediately, I shit you fucking not, I got a little boner.
Oh, man.
Just because it's just instinctual.
Was it short hair, Fresh Prince like Nia Long?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So I was like, in my head, when she hugged me, I'm like, you have no idea. We had sex so many times in my mind.
Damn, I'm trying to think if I've met anybody that I used to actually like jerk off to.
Nia Long.
No one that I can think of straight, like right off the top of my head. You know what I'm saying? I, of course, when I was younger, watching Saved by the Bell, I had a super crush on Tiffany Thiessen, but I don't know if I was jerking off back then. Like, just I had a big crush on her, you know. So that just being on set with her is like always a trip. You
Ashley
know?
Banks,
Tatiana Ali,
met her too. Jacked off to her too a lot. Freaked the fuck out. Held her hand a little too long. It's all good.
You met her too.
So we were. I was at a club. Performance of a bunch of homies who were going to perform, and then she's friends with the guys that were performing, and they introduced me to her, but they didn't let me know she was coming. Right, showed up, and I turn around. He goes, "Oh, let me introduce you to Tati," and I was like, "I don't know who the fuck Tati is." Right, I turn around, I look at her, I shake her hand, and it's dark.
Yeah,
and then I look up, and it's Tatiana Ali, and then all this shit's processing in my head. I don't get freaked out by a lot of celebrities, but if it's a celebrity that I knew growing up as a kid, it's different.
Right.
It hits way different.
Because you got all types of different. You're not looking at this person as like you're an adult. It brings back all your nostalgia, all your like, wow, you know?
Like even people that have, like I love, let's say like Kanye West, but he came in my life when I was like 14 years old.
Right.
It won't have the same effect. Mm-hmm. It's just very fucking different. Mm-hmm. So when I met Tatiana, I shook her hand and I froze and I just kept holding her hand.
Oh my God.
And in my mind, it was fucking crazy because I was telling myself, let go. Yeah. Let go of her fucking hand.
Oh my God.
But I couldn't do it because I was just shocked.
Yeah.
I jacked off to you so often.
And forever she's like, you know, I met this creepy Asian guy one night at this club.
No, she said I was very, very cute. And that right there, I didn't wash his hand till this day, and I jacked off to it like crazy.
It's true. David doesn't wash his hands.
Dude. Right when I grabbed the sandwich.
Oh, my God. So, you know, through the years, as many of us in the, you know, Asian entertainment industry, we've become cool with some of our OGs, right? Mm-hmm. Me and Dante Bosco.
Oh, you jacked off to
him? Yes, me and Dante, I've jacked off to Dante, so I'm going to Rufy. Oh! You want to see my boo-boo? Yes, I do.
Rufy!
Dante Bosco, me and him are cool now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're supposed to work on some shit in the past, and we just, you know, we're cool, right? After years of people being like, in my comments, aren't you that guy from Blood and Bone? Like, no, motherfucker.
Blood and Bone.
So,
He did a movie in the past with Tatiana Ali called Faking the Funk. You ever seen this movie?
No.
Great movie. It's kind of like, I don't know if you would call it a hood classic, but it's one of those like movies that people would bring up, and if you know about it, you're like, oh shit, yes, I love that movie, right? But it's not like super known. But anyways, it's about this guy. It's about Asian dude growing up in the hood. He plays basketball, you know, meets a black girl, that whole story, right?
Boogie.
Yeah, right. Pretty much, but you know, but better from what you tell me, from what you've told me.
Yes. Boogie was terrible.
So they make out in that movie. You know, that's his, like, Dante, his love interest is Tatiana Ali. And one day, dog, I feel like I woke up, like, in a cold sweat, and I was like, holy shit, Dante Bosco made out with Tatiana Ali. And I texted him. I was like, hey, bro, you made out with Ashley Banks. That's pretty fucking cool. I forgot exactly what I said. I was like, yo, you made out with Ashley Banks. That's cool. Dude,
that's the coolest. No matter what he does ever, he could make more movies. It doesn't fucking matter, dude. You made out with Tatiana Ali, dude. Wow. Oh, so fucking lucky, dude. Pretty I love awesome. Her so much with her cute-ass little button nose. Oh, God.
Oh, she's so cute.
You know what? That third slot might be Tatiana Ali.
Wow. Full nostalgia with it, huh?
All my people are on nostalgic.
True.
I just stopped. I don't know. I feel like that list gets smaller and smaller as I get older. Yeah. It's just all the people that you want to see when you were younger, this matters the most, because that's when you were the most horniest.
There was one time where, you know, amongst the whole hall pass talk, Chia, I remember.
I already know who her hall pass is. I already know. I could just assume.
Well, her hall pass
died.
Who do you think? Yeah, died. Paul Walker.
Yeah,
of course.
I knew it. Stupid idiot.
It was Paul Walker. Sometimes she would go back and forth between Paul Walker and Channing Tatum, but she loves Paul Walker so much. And then to this day, I'm like, all right, babe, who's your hall pass? She's like, it's Paul Walker forever.
Oh my God. Even his corpse, if it came out worms out of his mouth.
Oh my God.
Let's do it.
These pockets ain't empty, cuz.
Yo, you're the one who showed me that clip.
It's the best.
I completely don't remember that shit at all. That's one of the funniest clips out there.
I think it's one of the best quotes in cinema history.
I forgot somebody was writing it where he talked about that clip. He was like very uncomfortable.
Interesting.
He didn't want to say it.
I just remember being in theaters and then the whole theater just erupted with laughter. Like, yo, Paul Walker just said cuz. So Chia... Right, okay, those were her hall passes, but she also, I remember way years ago, I ever tell you the story about Lil Romeo?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Chia, I remember, you know, back in the day, Chia never had a MySpace, but she had a Facebook, and her homegirl, like, she left, like, I think Chia left a picture of, like, buff-ass Lil Romeo on her homegirl's page. It was like, wow, he's looking good, whatever, right? And then so, there was a year where I was working with people who were working directly with Lil Romeo, or Romeo Miller, as he's known now, right? And we were shooting a little ad together, and I just remember thinking, damn, this is going to be the first time where the people I know are directly connecting Chia to somebody who she might want to fuck.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
How weird.
In my head, I'm like, what if me and Lil Romeo get cool enough to the point where we're like hanging out at barbecues and shit, and Chia's over there like, man, I used to want to fuck this dude. You know what I'm saying? And that was the first time where I was like, oh, this is something I've never thought about before.
And then you get into a fist fight with them. What the fuck?
Yeah. I'm like, Bow Wow only, homie.
How old is Lil Romeo now?
He's like our age.
He's acting and shit, right?
I mean, last I saw, he was hosting like an MTV show, like a dating game show, and he's probably still acting and
what
stuff.
What was that basketball movie that he was?
I don't know.
I think it was a basketball movie that he was. It was like Air Up. No, not Air Up There. Fucking.
Like Mike was Bow Wow. Oh. Wow. I can't believe you just got them confused.
No, dude, Like Mike was Omarion, bro. What are you talking about?
Oh my God. No, that's How to Eat the Watermelon Like a Pussy. Like Mike.
God damn it. That was one of the hardest things to watch. Some of these versus battles that have been coming out has been ruining my childhood. They have been fucking me up, dude.
What was a really good one? I feel bad for that. You know, we need a redo of some of the early ones. Did you watch the ones like before they were on stage and shit where it's just two people on their phone?
Yeah.
Like Nelly and Ludacris was such a great one, but I feel like they got robbed of the full show experience that they're doing now, you know what I'm saying?
Who's putting the Versus stuff together? It's pretty fucking nuts.
Triller owns it now.
For real?
Yeah, Triller, I do believe, acquired Versus. They're the ones that put on the Versus
shows.
And that's
why it's so huge, because China has so much money.
Is Triller Chinese? Oh, I see.
I think Triller used to be a different company back in the day. They were like a streaming platform, and you could correct me if I'm wrong.
Triller, from what I remember, it was almost like a TikTok. It was a lip-syncing vertical video thing. Yeah,
yes, and that's where they started, but you know, they figured it out, and they started making a shit ton of money. They started throwing boxing events, all this other shit, which is so fucking nuts. And then when I remember when I was watching Versus, I was like, damn, who's gonna come up next? And when they had fucking Mario go against Omarion, I'm like, that's not even the same.
We talked about this already.
Yeah. Did we?
You said that last episode.
No, we didn't.
Like 2 episodes. Yes, I swear we did. I swear to God.
I'll kiss you on the fucking mouth right now.
I swear. Kiss me like I'll just pretend you're Dante Bosco and I'll love it.
Hall pass Dante Bosco, number 4.
How about Mero? Does she have a hall pass? Who is she sexually into?
When she first, when I first met her, we were dating. I think for the first 2 years, she had Daniel Henney on the background of her phone.
Who's that?
You don't know who fucking Daniel Henney is, dude?
I've never heard that name in my life.
Fine ass guy. Just fucking fine.
Daniel Henney.
He's half white, half Korean.
I've probably seen him. Is he in like
X-Men? He was one of the guys with the guns where he comes in, he goes, pew, 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 pew.
Daniel Henney.
If you look at him, this guy's a handsome, handsome-ass motherfucker, dude.
All right.
Daniel Henney, he was a model, went into acting, half Korean, half white. Which I understand. I wish I looked like him. If I looked like him, I would never do anything, ever.
Okay. Oh, yes. I've seen this man, for
handsome.
Sure.
Handsome.
Oh, that is a handsome man.
He's a handsome. He's like in his mid-40s or some shit.
Whoa.
Yeah, he just looks good.
Damn.
See, that's not fair.
Okay.
That's some unfair shit. Dude, I remember years ago, I think like when you're not traditionally like the most attractive person, right? You have to do so many different things to like run through hoops.
Right.
But.
Run through cooch,
yes, if they allow it. When you see somebody who is just like this traditionally hot guy and you see how little amount of work they have to do, it's fucking unreal.
Yeah.
It's kind of surreal.
Yeah. Well, that's why I always preach that traditionally hot dudes are lame. I've been preaching that good word for years. Because,
I think it goes for the same with traditionally hot girls.
Right. It's kind of goes along the thought process of like, okay, hot, tall dudes. I always slandered tall dudes for this, but it's like the thing where...
I'm not hot though, so...
Yeah, traditionally tall, hot dudes. Where it's like they have always gotten, and like the same with girls who have been like traditionally hot for their entire lives, right? They always get whatever they want easily. They walk into a room, they get all the attention, they get all the special treatment immediately, right? People that are not conventionally attractive, or shorter dudes, or whatever, or girls that aren't the usual body type of Hollywood, they kind of have to bring the attention back to them somehow, whether that be being funny, better dressed, more, you know, smelling better, whatever, or in my case, all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta bring it all back down, you know what I'm saying? So I always preach like, hey, ladies, you know, those tall motherfuckers are lame, and those attractive motherfuckers are lame.
They're the worst. They wake up every day, they don't know what they're doing. And they, so I had a buddy, he has like this, he's a singer, and I think like he has this like mysterious mystique about him, right? But what girls don't know about him, he's fucking really awkward with women, and it's always been that way. And I actually didn't fucking know this, just because every time we would either do a show together or we would be around, girls would flock towards this dude. Mm. Really, really good singer, good looking guy, tattooed, you know, buff and shit.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, doesn't have to do much. And then he told me one time, he goes, dude, I'm fucking awkward with women. I'm like, what are you talking? I see women around you all the time.
Right.
He goes, yeah, but I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you don't have to do anything. They're there. Like, you literally have to do nothing. You don't have to be funny. You don't have to make jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, the pussy flaps are open. Just fucking fuck me. But so when he was doing online dating, I remember he messaged me. He goes, and he was drunk. He goes, dude, let me just show you how awkward I am. He goes, I don't know what to do in this situation. Girl hits him up, shows me her profile pic. She's fine as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the
what led to this conversation, but it couldn't have been much. But right. she literally wrote to him, I'll drive to you right now and I will fuck your brains out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then he says, I don't know how to respond. I'm like, you don't have to say anything. Yeah. You just say, when you try to come over.
Yeah.
Let's fuck.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what he wrote back?
He sent a emoji of a hamburger.
This one said, pretty cool.
Oh my God.
Dog. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I told you, I don't know what to do in these situations.
Not even through text?
Not even through text. He didn't know what, and I'm sitting here pissed because I'm thinking like, I have never in my life ever had that happen to me.
Right, right, right.
I've had to giggle my way through a pussy constantly.
Literally, all he had to say was, bet.
Bet.
Bet. Come.
Yeah. Come.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And he fumbled the bag immediately.
He ended up smashing eventually, though, right?
Yeah, he did.
Because if she wanted it that bad, a pretty cool wouldn't have stopped her.
Yeah, so they smashed for sure.
Look at that. He fucked it up and he still got the ass.
And it doesn't even fucking matter, dude.
Handsome motherfucker privilege, man.
Yeah, dude.
I've said this a million times. You know, I'm not the type of guy where I walk into a party and a girl's like, I'm going to fuck that guy. But give me 10 minutes by the chips and a girl's like, I think I might fuck this guy.
Oh.
Because, like, they are charmed. They are surprised and wooed. They have been seduced.
Seduced.
By my tongue game. You know what I'm saying?
When's the... Wait, how did you hit on Chia?
Oh. So Chia, long story short, we had a mutual friend, this girl that used to make YouTube videos. Okay. And I stumbled across that girl's videos randomly. I thought they were funny. So, you know, you kind of become online friends with somebody. Like, you kind of follow them on Twitter, follow them on MySpace, follow them whatever, right? So me and this girl were Facebook friends. And one night I was online, just going through people's profiles. I was on that girl's profile, just going through her pictures. And then I saw a picture of Chia. And I was like, who is your sexy ass friend? And she was like, oh my God, that's one of my good friends. That's Chia. And I was like, well... she's hot. I just kind of let it be known, right? And then so one day they were on a road trip to LA and she wanted to shoot a little, like the friend wanted to shoot a, like just a quick little video with me. I was like, sure. And I was like, is Chia with you? She's like, yeah. I was like, sweet. Introduce me, right? So I go and Chia, who had a boyfriend at the time, literally was like this, dog. She's on her phone. Checking her whatever. And I was like, oh, hey, what's up, Tim? Nice to meet you. Chia goes, looks up. She goes, hey.
Oh, of course.
Back to her phone.
In her Chia-like fashion. That bitch hasn't changed one bit.
She just doesn't like new people.
Yeah.
And especially she had a man, so she was like, you know what I'm saying?
And she faithful as fuck.
I know, what the fuck?
Loser.
So I was like, okay, well, that's cool. Nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. She might have said a nice to meet you. She says, hey, nice to meet you. Back to her phone, right?
Yeah, hey, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, okay, cool, man, whatever. Yeah. So, they left, went about their trip, and I, this is so funny. I don't think I've ever told this part. Rick also felt like when he, because Rick was with me, Rick also introduced himself. Rick was like, I feel like that girl might have given me the eye, dog. I was like, no, dog. So I texted the mutual homegirl. I was like, yo, let me ask right now. If Chia was to choose between me and Rick, who would she go with? And she was like, oh, probably Tim. I was like, okay, sweet.
In your face, Rick!
So, of course, that happens, and I'm kind of like, well, letting her know, like, hey, we'll let your friend know. I think she's attractive, whatever, right? Months later, I get a message from Chia on Facebook. She's like, hey. And I'm like, oh, what's up? I text a mutual friend. I'm like, yo, Chia just texted me. Or Chia just messaged me on Facebook. What's going on, right? And the friend is like, she did? Oh, my God. She's single now. She's been single this... I was like, oh, I'm in there. Done deal. Facebook messages? Easy, right? Because, like, yo, man, let me tell you. If you think my tongue game is charming, you should see my texting typing game, dog. I'm a fucking Romeo with that shit.
And on a side note, though, you know what's really unattractive? Like, a girl or anybody, it could be a guy or a girl, depending on who the fuck you are, that doesn't know how to fucking text.
Oh, dude.
It's the most unattractive shit on fucking earth.
Whether it's romantic or platonic, like, I have a friend who, like, this girl is the worst texter ever, and I want to be like,
I want to, like, I have told her, like, yo, why do you text like you're mad at me? You know what I'm saying? Like, give me something. Match my energy right now. Do you not see I gave you exclamation point? Do you not see I extended my hello? Mm-hmm. Why you won't give me a hi? Come on, bro.
Yeah.
So.
I hate that shit. I hate it.
So, luckily for me and Chia, we had great typing, texting chemistry. I'm nice with the jokes. I can be kind of, you know, flirty. She starts flirting. And that was it, man. I think I said something like,
let's have sex.
Pretty cool.
pretty cool. Thumbs up. I did something like a hi and like, oh, you know, like, I forget. Something about, you know, I should come see you in Canada. So I forget, dog. But it was funny.
It was smooth as shit, dude.
Yeah, you already know. Smooth like peanut butter with a little bit of honey and bacon.
Whenever Chia texts me, I just know it's going to be an insult. And I don't know where it's from, but it's going to happen. Sometimes I have PTSD. Like, I see Chia's name pop up. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? What the shit is she talking right now? And she always sends me a video of a fucking ginormous baby. She goes, this is your child. Stupid bitch. She's like, he's your baby. And it's like a 400-pound, like, one-year-old. She's like, what's your baby doing here?
She pokes because she loves you, bro.
Stupid idiot. I get PTSD. I'm like, what is this? What did she say today? God damn it.
How about you? What was your first interaction with Mariel?
She worked as a PA on set. And I'll let you guys know the story after this.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right, we're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course, just lifestyle stuff.
And give out crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks. So Mariel was a PA on set. And at the time, like the first time I met her, I didn't pay any attention because she was just working and I'm working too because we're doing the sketch, right? Yeah. And it was a sketch with, what's her face? The fucking Korean girl, Arden Cho.
Yes. Shout out to Arden on her new Netflix show.
Oh yeah, it looks terrible.
But shout out. I think it looks great, Arden.
I'm joking, dude. I haven't seen it. She has a new Netflix show?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. But, oh yeah, so I met her on set, and then people think I'm a hater. I didn't see the trailer. I was joking around. He didn't let me fucking finish the joke, and now I look like an asshole. I was gonna say, just kidding. God damn it! Now I'm just a villain. Congrats, but I met her there, and then so I had a sketch that I was supposed to do. I was dating this girl.
Mm-hmm.
This is half white, half Korean girl. And then she said that she wanted to get into acting, right? And I was like, okay, I'm not really an actor, but I do sketches if you just want to get your feet wet.
Mm.
And there's just a small portion where you have to play a Korean mom and all this other different stuff, right? Mm. And she was like, oh, cool, I'm down to do it. And I set her up in previous sketches before, but every time last minute, she would just back out.
Mm.
And it would piss me off because I'm like, dog, the whole crew is here.
Yeah.
Like, it's already paid for.
That's so annoying.
So she did it twice to me.
Really?
Right? And like, listen, we're fucking. So a lot of forgiveness here. And this is in the beginning stages, right? I'm like, all right, whatever. This is the third time she does it again, cold feet. And it's not because she's wasting my time that I'm upset with her. It's I also find it very unattractive to people who tell me about their dreams and their wants and they're giving it to them and they're just full of shit, which is very unattractive.
Right.
And at that point, I was like, I'm not even attracted to you anymore.
Yeah.
Like, this is getting ridiculous. So eventually, long story short with that girl, she didn't she tried becoming an actor after that, didn't like it anymore, and then she moved over to Florida.
Okay.
But at that point, I was like, listen, like, this is the third time you did this. Like, we're dating and stuff. I'm like, you know what? It's cool. I don't even think I want to date you anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, because this
You're just so turned off by the whole thing.
I'm just, like, turned off. It's like, I don't think we're matching up. Like, this is a very unattractive quality. And that's cool if you don't really... And then, you know, she was, like, upset, whatever, whatnot. But she... We squashed it.
Yeah.
So, last second, the person who's shooting the video is my buddy Ed Park. You'll see him on the podcast. And he brought this girl with her, and it was Mariel, and she was actually a PA on the other set.
Oh.
So she filled the acting role of that girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Mariel
did.
Oh, shit.
Because I needed somebody who could speak Korean. So she comes through super fucking funny, just this goofy ass fucking girl. And I was like, oh, I think I kind of like her. And I just started hitting on her, you know, super hard. And the funny thing is like, I think you and I have very like flirtatious personalities, but I've never really like openly tried to get a girl, and there was Julia Chow was there, and she's never seen me attracted to a girl before, because she's like, oh, you're always very flirty,
yeah,
but I've never seen you like
legit
try to get a girl, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you like her? I was like, yeah, no shit. And so like I'm trying to like flirt with her or whatever whatnot, and I remember that first day, I forgot what she was doing, but she had all these rings on her hands or whatever whatnot. I was like, let me see them, and I just wanted to, you know, hold her hand real quick, and then she got like, oh, a little freaked out. I'm like, whatever, you like me. You like me. But that day she actually didn't like me because she thought that I was just trying to smash.
Ah, I see.
Right, but I actually genuinely liked her.
Right.
And so she ends up leaving from that set. She helped me out on a few other things too, specifically on a non-dating type of thing. I actually needed her help because she could speak Korean really well. I was writing a Korean script. But this girl fucking ghosts me.
Oh.
For a few months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I literally text her. I was like, hey, let's go get some to eat. Let's go hang out, whatever. And, you know, in Korean, she goes, like, 보자고, we'll see.
Oh.
Well, I'm like, oh, well, that means she'll hit me up. Right. Fucking, like, 2-3 months go by. Don't know who the fuck this girl is. And after nowhere, she texts me. She goes, so when are we going to get lunch?
Interesting.
And I wrote back. I was like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I was like, who is this?
Yeah.
And she's like, it's me. It's Mariel. Yeah. I'm like, I asked you like 2-3 months ago, so I thought that shit was done.
Yeah.
But then after that, I just kept pursuing, and eventually we got together.
Because Julia was like, he likes you, just like, so you know.
Julia, shut the fuck up, all right? You're ruining my game.
Well, that's adorable.
Yeah.
She just needed to like hoe out for 2-3 months before she actually. She's like, look, this guy's the one for me. I need to get this out of my system.
This is a bunch of dicks.
A bunch of buff tattooed R&B dicks, dude.
I'll get that shit right now, dude. I'll start seeing it tattooed up.
How come you don't have any tattoos?
I'm just too indecisive. I feel like tattoos are a fucking permanent commitment.
Lifelong.
Right?
You know what? But I watch, you ever watch Ink Master?
Mm-mm.
Oh, dude. Do you know what it is?
It's the tattoo shop, right?
Yeah, it's a tattoo competition show. Bunch of like,
oh, it's a competition.
Yeah, this isn't a shop. This is a competition.
Oh.
So every season it's like, I don't know, it's like 15 tattoo artists, and they put them through these different challenges every episode, and then like sometimes they'll do like face off tattoos, like, okay, you both have to tattoo a traditional Japanese dragon or whatever, right? And then there's three judges that will like super critique their tattoos, like nitpick the shits, right? They're pretty fucking, like, you see the tattoo sometimes, you're like, oh, that's pretty fucking tight. Mm-hmm. And then after you hear the judges, you're like, yeah, dude, that's no good. That's really bad. Those lines are, now, dog, I'm like, I never have gotten a tattoo ever, right? But now, after watching that show for so many seasons, I'll see someone's tattoo, and like, in like real life people, right? I'm like, oh, dope. But in my head, I'm like, oh, those lines are shaky.
See, because you're educated, man. Now.
I'm like, oh, you see, oh, that color should go all the way to the end. Oh, like, that's supposed to be traditional? I don't know, those lines aren't bold enough.
Well, look at the shading on this. I don't know.
Yeah. So I fucking love that show. And it's just, yeah. So now I feel like I'm a fucking tattoo expert because I watch these motherfuckers.
If you got a tattoo, what would it be of?
Okay.
And don't say Veda.
No, not Veda. So we haven't had this conversation?
We might have, but I don't know.
Fuck it. Who cares, man?
Yeah.
Why do y'all watch us so much anyways? Okay? You know every fucking detail of our shit. We gotta talk a lot. All right? So, when I was younger, I wanted a lot of tattoos. Like, I wanted, like, a whole fucking sleeve and shit. Like, and I had a bunch of stuff that I wanted in my head. The main thing that I wanted, aside from little stuff, like, I wanted one sleeve to be all animals because, like, you're the tiger, Pisces. I wanted, like, Japanese koi and a tiger and all types of shit, right? But one thing I wanted, because I always use it as, like, a metaphor for this shit that I use for, like, my life. I wanted to get a sailboat, like a sketchy kind of not fine line sailboat, mm-hmm. because I always used to say, because you know everyone's first tattoo, it has to be meaningful and shit. So you know, because I always say that like life isn't about I always say it isn't about the what the fuck? I say this all the time.
You're gonna get a tattoo of this?
I literally have said this in like so many videos and now I can't think of it.
This is something that means so much to me. I'm gonna get this tattooed on my body. And it's what do you call it? A fucking
you know, right, oh, I remember now. I always say
don't get this tattoo.
I always say Naomi Campbell was my first boner. That's no. I always say that you shouldn't look at your dreams as don't look at your goals as dreams. Look at them as destinations. Okay. Mm. And the whole thing around that is that if you a dream is something that's intangible and it's like you know like you think of dreams, you think of like you know unicorns and fucking like clouds and shit, right? Mm. But if you look at your goals as a destination, it's something that's like far away, but as long as you keep moving towards it, you'll get there eventually. It's something that's like real, you know? So the sailboat metaphor is like when you set sail towards your destination, the wind might take you one way, it'll set you off course, but as long as you adjust your sails accordingly and keep going, you'll get to your destination, okay? So I say all that to say that's why I wanted a sailboat, all right? Mm-hmm. But then I just
what was the phrase again?
Don't look at your goals as dreams, look at them as destinations, so that it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when.
What if somebody tattooed that on their body and they just say, you know what, I am the biggest Unabomber.
Oh my god.
It's like they found it right there. It's like, oh, that was me.
And it's like, I did that for them? Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I got that quote from Michael Scott.
So Michael Scott is the true reason why it happened. Well, guys.
Wait, what tattoo would you get?
I get a tattoo that says, dreams are more of the sails of the ocean. It is more about the destination. I don't know. Actually, I do know what the tattoo artist that I want to get my tattoo from. It's just the wait period is too long. But I might book it now, so when I get buff, by the time I get it, he can give me the tattoo.
There you go.
But also, it depends if I still want to continue acting or not.
Yeah, you know? That's the same reason, yeah.
Right? So it's like, who knows? Like, if I completely say, you know what, I'm pretty much done with the acting space, then I'll probably get it. Because it's annoying, because you have to put makeup all over it and shit.
That's just my exact same thought process, dog. Yeah. I think we did talk about this because remember I told you that my dad said if he drew my tattoo he'd be down for me to get it.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me about the sale of the destination ocean. Ah,
yes, yeah.
I want to get this Korean design from these Buddhist temples called a Tancheong.
Tancheong.
And it's pretty fucking dope, super colorful. Mm-hmm. But I want like a band, but it's like a band of the Tancheong around my arms.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But does it look like a tribal tattoo?
Kind of, it would be kind of almost like a Korean tribal tattoo, I guess.
Oh, don't get it.
Oh, listen. The first time I ever wanted the tattoo, the biggest reason why was because I kept going to Hawaii, and I kept seeing all these like Samoans and all these Hawaiian people with these tattoos.
Yeah.
And I befriended a lot of Hawaiian people, and they were like, "You should get one." And not even as a prank, they're like, "You come here so often, you kick it with you do all this other stuff. You're like, you love Hawaiian culture." I was like, "You just got to talk to somebody and then see if they will bless you with it."
Mm.
And I'm like, "Damn, I might low key do that." But then I saw how painful it was. I'm like, "No."
Oh, you mean like a traditional?
Like traditional.
Oh yeah.
Like the one they do like in like the Samoan islands, like back in the day, like the tapping shit.
Yeah, I want one of those from Thailand. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I ever get this, if you ever see me with like an island tattoo, it's because I got it tapped in.
Damn.
And it would be really small because it looks painful.
Yeah. I mean, shit, as long as you get it legit, because I feel like, you know, there's such a stigma around tribal tattoos because of like the 80s white guys that would just get a little like stupid.
But their
fake
tribal
one.
Tattoos were super fucking whack. And like a buddy of mine who let me know, there's like a whole process in order for you to get that.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have a conversation with you, they want to know who you are because it's supposed to be very representative of you.
Interesting.
Right. And so it's not just something that you just get, and you'll see people with bad tribal tattoos, like the lines are super fucking clean, like too clean almost. It looks very weird and inauthentic. It just looks ugly. But when you see the ones that are tapped, the skin's slightly raised. It looks fucking dope.
Oh, because it's like because the way they do it, like it's kind of like scarring almost.
Yeah. So it looks pretty sick. So that's, I was like, tight. Oh, if I get it, I'll do the tapping version, just because I don't want to be called a pussy.
Yeah, pussy ass boy. Well, guys, Thanks for watching another episode of the Dudes Behind the Foods podcast.
And if you guys are tuning in, make sure that you give us likes. Make sure you subscribe and China.
China. Bye. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. The dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods. That's actually really fucking good. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.